Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stewart farmer Greg Dudley about his family-owned industrial hemp and cannabidiol business, All True Hemp. This is part two of a two-part interview. The hemp that you are growing, is it just strictly being used for the products that are manufactured in Indiana, or are you sending it off or, you know, selling it for any other use?
Our main company structure is to sell seeds to farmers that want to grow it out in the fields. And the way this, our All True line, which is the CBD products that we have, came about was we had this leftover biomass, they call it, and we didn't really want to put it to waste. So my cousin actually contacted this lab out in Indiana, and they're like, yeah, we can help you out with that. We make all sorts of CBD products like cream, they do the drops, shampoo, dog treats, these little gummy things. They do a whole variety of products. So we're like, yeah, we'll give that a shot. And luckily for us to sell it in Iowa, like physically sell it, it's not FDA regulated. So we can't physically sell anything that's a supplement, like anything that's congested by humans. But if it's like the creams and stuff that you just rub on and the dog treats and that kind of stuff, we can sell physically. But the rest of the stuff, it's mostly online sales. Since it's out of Minnesota, we have to keep it at that for now. But hopefully soon, Governor Reynolds has a law that hopefully once she passes that, it'll be legal for us to sell the droplets and the oil and that kind of stuff as well that people consume.
And is it all shipped out of Indiana too, the products?
Yep. Well, they'll ship it back to us and we have to ship it out of Minnesota for now to make sure everything, we stay out of any gray areas or anything like that. But like I said, hopefully eventually they change that here soon so we're able to do everything from Iowa.
How much of your business does All True make up?
Probably a quarter is what All True is right now, but we'll see how well people respond to it, and hopefully we'll be able to make it a bigger part of our company if it's successful.
So the majority of it is for selling seed to any farmers, really?
Yep, farmers all across the country. That's the main goal of our company when we started, and then this All True just kind of came from that. So if there's any farmers out there that are looking for seeds, we're available for it, so.
Do you guys have another name for your whole overarching business?
Yeah, our actual seed company is called DNR Farms, and we got that from just the Dudley and Riggers name, so not anything super exciting.
But okay. You mentioned earlier that you still do corn, soybean production. You feed cattle, too, so
yep.
Are you still kind of, you know, in that sort of beginning of a business phase of, like, trying to break even?
Yeah, that's exactly right, actually. We're still, you know, how all new businesses, it takes a while to get going. So our other operation back here in Stewart, our cattle and our corn and soybeans, and that's been the main source of our income here while we try to get this other company going.
Are there products on your website that Iowans can purchase?
Yep. If you go to our website, you can buy any of the products, and you can have them legally. We just aren't legally able to physically sell them to you. But if you get it from the website, it's fine.
Yeah, I noticed on your website the dog treats were sold out. I guess those are very popular. Any explanation as to why people like those so much?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. It really has been our most popular product, though, so far, which was kind of surprising to me. Like, that was one of the back burner things that we kind of thought about doing originally, and now it's been one of our more popular selling products, and I guess people just like happy, healthy dogs is my only explanation for it, but it's got the same effects for dogs as it does for humans. It kind of helps with anxieties, like if you're around fireworks and you have a really anxious dog, it helps calm them, and it can help with mange, or it's been researched to help with mange, help your dog grow its hair back and that kind of stuff. So people have been really excited about that, and it's been kind of a surprise to us in that regard of it, so yeah. It's a good thing, though.
And how long have you had the website up and have been taking orders?
Well, actually, our website just launched this past Friday, so it's still relatively new, but we're really excited about it, and we've had a good social media responding to it and starting to get a lot of sales coming in, so it's been exciting.
Have you gotten to see, you know, what states or where these buyers are coming from?
Well, right now, mostly it's been a lot of just family and friends, you know, and that kind of stuff. So mostly Iowa. I don't know if we've actually had anybody outside of the state yet that have purchased anything, but we've contacted, my cousin has a lot of friends that are out of state, and we've kind of been in contact with them about seeing if they'd be interested in helping us kind of push some of these products and talk to their friends and get it going outside of the state of Iowa. So hopefully we can get a pretty good brand name going and reach people that aren't our family and friends. And
where do you hope to see this business in a few years?
Hopefully in a few years, we'll have it mostly moved here in Iowa so we can truly say that our products are locally grown by local farmers, because I think that's kind of a big selling point when it comes to this kind of stuff, because you know exactly where your product comes from, who's growing it, it's homegrown, and it has kind of that effect to it instead of going online and buying it from some big company out and who knows where. That a lot of trouble people have with when they buy these products, they're like, you know, it doesn't really do anything for me, I don't really notice it. And that's because a lot of these places, they'll sell, you know, like hemp lotion or hemp seed or something like that instead of the actual CBD products. They just sell the hemp cream, which really doesn't have any CBD in it. So it's not going to do anything for you if you buy a product that's just labeled that, which is kind of sneaky on their part. But that's kind of another reason we got into this thing, is so people can get good quality products and know where it comes from.
How often are you having to, or your brother, having to go up to Minnesota for the job?
It's kind of slowed down a little bit. We just finished up our first harvest back. I think our last building we harvested was in March, so we just kind of finished with all that. And that's the good thing about these growing it in these greenhouses, is we can keep it warm enough year-round that we're able to turn each building and get a crop out of them 2 to 3 times a year at least. So right now we're just kind of in the stages of getting the buildings replanted and getting them ready for this next turn. So right now, I'd say we probably go up every couple weeks at least, just to kind of check on things. But we got lucky. We found a really good hired guy up in the Minnesota area that had a lot of experience with greenhouses and growing vegetables and that kind of stuff. So he's been a huge asset to our operation, and we're really thankful to have him around.
That's been the second half of a two-part Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Stewart farmer Greg Dudley about his family-owned industrial hemp and cannabidiol business, All True Hemp. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.